13 degrees, sunshiny skies though, but the wind kind of blowing a little bit, but now it looks like it's calmed down. Joining me is Russ Higgins with the University of Illinois out there with his agronomist up in DeKalb, Illinois. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning, Chuck.
Haven't talked to you for a while. Have you gotten any snow?
We did get some snow. Last weekend we had a which turned out to be somewhat of a rare occasion, but in northeast Illinois, we had between 8 and 14 inches.
All winter long or one time?
It all came at one time, and now we're in the process of getting rid of that. We're actually we're almost up to 40 degrees today, so we've gone from a nice snow cover to it's getting just a little bit messy here in northern Illinois.
Well, we were up at 40 on Wednesday, so maybe you're getting our 40 degrees, but it didn't only stayed one day, and it's getting colder again. How cold are you guys down below? Are you? We got recordings of down to 42 inches in some of the bare ground. Where are you guys at?
Oh, heavens no! We've been looking at soil temperatures. We made it down to the upper 40s, but not for long. We had a little bit of a cold period with no snow cover, but it's really been a seesaw winter. We've had colder than average and then warmer than average. So we're not sure what's going to happen with this wheat crop. We've given up trying to give our best guess on whether it's been injured or not. We're just going to have to wait and see if it greens up.
Well, I think I was talking to Oklahoma down there in that four-state area. All the way across, they said it dry last year. They didn't get rooted down and didn't get tillered out. So they're talking like it's going to be a total disaster, but we all know that we think sometimes, but we get a rain and all of a sudden things turn around. But yours don't know about yet for sure, huh?
We really don't. We always, or I always get, I should say, I often get surprised by wheat. So I've quit trying to suggest what's going to happen, but we're pretty fortunate. We actually had, before one of these snows, when our ground was not quite frozen, we actually had a thunderstorm in January, and it dropped over an inch of rain. So we're in pretty good shape, I would say, as far as moisture.
Is that all the way in Illinois from north to south?
It did. It covered most of the state. We do have a portion of Illinois, southwestern Illinois, if you look at the drought index, that is still just a little bit low, but if you talk with our state climatologist, historically Illinois gets enough spring thunderstorms that he doesn't get that concerned about drought at this time of the year.
So are you, when you're talking about, so you, pretty much you've got enough moisture down there that you're going to be able to fill that profile up?
I think we're going to be in pretty good shape as we go into our planting season, which really, as we look at it, we're about 40 days away, at least somewhere in Illinois. There will probably be some corn going in the ground.
How deep is your frost? Any idea?
I would estimate, and this is just coming from conversation with some farmers who actually had to do a little bit of digging, of all things, for a broken water line, but they said it was just less than 3 inches. So we're really not doing that bad. We've had tile lines run most of the winter.
Oh, we're talking areas a foot and a half to 42 inches deep with frozen. So it could be a little later for us. You guys don't have to worry. Then once you start warming up, you aren't going to have much take time for at all for that soil temperature to warm up.
No, I expect, as always, I expect the farmers to get moving in a pretty timely fashion. I think that once this snow goes, we're looking at the 2 week suggested snowfall or precipitation. It's mostly rain, so I expect this to dissipate pretty quickly.
Well, looking at this spring and as they go out, what are you hearing? Are the beans going to overtake the corn acres this year, or they're going to stay pretty normal?
Chuck, you and I visit on this, you know, almost every time, and one of these times I'm going to get it right, but I have to admit, I've been thinking about this. I had the chance to travel around quite a bit before the snow fell in the fall, and our fall did extend to some degree. I saw lots of nitrogen go down, and unless the farmers are going to, you know, change their mind and perhaps put soybean on some acreage that had nitrogen, which I doubt is going to be the case, I think in northern Illinois, I'm not expecting as big a switch as we might see in central Illinois. And as we started to see some of the yields come in last fall, we had shared that we had heard some pretty good yields. 2017 turned out to be a record year in corn production in Illinois. The state averaged 201 bushels. And I had lots of growers here in our part of the state saying they had fields at 240, 250 plus across the entire field. So if you can get that with corn, you can get a little bit of a premium if you deliver to some of our ethanol plants. As always, I think corn is a preferred commodity up in our part of the state.
Well, I think it's a crop that people like to raise. It's the, I guess it's, they like, it's, what do you say, more fun to raise than some of the other crops?
I think it's fun to go across the field and you can see that yield monitor ticking 250 bushel plus. I think our folks are, they do a very good job, obviously, at that. They have the soils for it. I don't see the big switch in our part of the state, although we might see it in some of the other parts, central or perhaps even southern Illinois.
Well, if you can get in as early as you're talking, it's nice for corn to get in there. The only thing that would be is if it got a little later, I suppose it might switch, or would they still stick with corn? Since it got the nitrogen on, I suppose.
We'll start planting corn in our part of the state probably about mid-April, and I don't think they would consider switching from corn to soybean really until about May 15th. About a full 30-day window there. If it happens to go beyond that, then they might start thinking of going over to soybean. But we've had some amazing results that came out of last year, and we had some really impressive both corn and soybean yields planted that third to fourth week of May. So we think we know, or we expect, or we have certain expectations, but if we get the right growing season, we can still have pretty remarkable yields, even with a later planting date.
We hear some conventional corn going in down here, maybe a little more in beans. Are you seeing that out there? Are you still sticking with the stacks?
I'm seeing a lot of promotion from companies sharing some premiums for some of those products. And I really don't know, Chuck, how well or how many acres are being dedicated to that. We still have some pretty daunting weed challenges for those who go with some of those products. Not so much on the insect side, at least in recent years, but we've had a little bit of a movement of water hemp that's getting a challenge to kill, and I think folks are waiting to see on a normal year what kind of weed control they may get.
Okay, one last question, and then we'll have to go. But as far as dicamba, which is a big concern in every state around, Illinois doing anything specific that they're looking at as far as restrictions on that this year?
In Illinois, we're not. We have not set a final date for application. In our state, we left the dicamba train for Illinois up to the industry personnel, but I've been in a number of programs across the state, and I've listened to our weed specialist, Dr. Aaron Hager, and he's pretty vocal. He's sharing that he would consider success with dicamba in 2018 to be if farmers actually use the product where it's needed and only as either a burn down or very early post. And if farmers plan on using that as a normal post program later in the growing season, he thinks we're just setting ourselves up for failure, because the product, even though it is a limited drift, it does drift, or it does have vapor drift.
Well,
so it'll be an interesting year.
I think we're hearing that kind of a earlier spraying on all this stuff in most states, and that's, we kind of used to do that, but we got away from it, I guess, got a little safe. But anyway, Russ, thank you very much for joining me and bringing us up to date. We'll talk to you this spring as you start getting in the field and see how it goes.
That would be great. It was great to visit with you.
All right. Thanks, Russ.